I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Over the weekend, Chinese officials raided and closed a third major house church this winter, although really this has been going on since February. Since then, hundreds of churches have been closed and just as many Christians arrested. Todd Nettleton with the Voice of the Martyrs USA passed along a request from a Chinese believer to pray especially for persecuted young Christians in China.
Their parents and their grandparents have been through it before. But he said the young believers, they've never been through this before, and so understandably, they're afraid. And so he said, pray especially for those young believers who are going through this for the first time, that God will sustain them and encourage their faith through this time of persecution.
And today we're looking at what it's like to be a Christian in Germany, the birthplace of the Protestant Reformation. Werner Nachtigall, a German Christian and the president of Global Outreach Day, says,
Germany is a beautiful country. Beautiful. I mean, we have a great social system, healthcare. I mean, I would say Germany is one of the best countries in the world. To live in Germany is really a privilege.
But challenges come when the Bible goes against society's grain. German Christians don't face persecution, but rather lethargy and a lack of training. Nachtigall says it's going to take work and the Holy Spirit to bring about a revival. So please, would you join us in praying for revival for Germany? Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Sat7, a Christian satellite television ministry to the Middle East and North Africa, is offering a Christmas ornament made by refugees who fled Syria's civil war. This Olivewood project is also promoting education, unity, and love, just like Sat7. It's also a reminder to pray. So get yours when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.